USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is strongly condemning Russia's incursion into Ukraine.
This is the greatest threat to security in Europe since World War II. Ukraine is in danger.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering troops into two breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine and labeling them peacekeepers. During a State Department news briefing, Blinken saying the United States and allies are implementing a strong and unified response in the form of economic sanctions. The number of COVID-19 cases is now a tenth of what it was just a month ago. According to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University, the United States was topping more than 800,000 new cases in a day at the height of the pandemic last month. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, I'm here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. They have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip. And I've been using that too, and I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
An Arctic cold front is bringing heavy snow and bitter temperatures to a big stretch of the nation this week. The National Weather Service is warning of what forecasters are calling dangerously cold wind chills over parts of the central United States. Wind chills will dip as low as 40 below zero across Nebraska on Wednesday. This as heavy snow is expected from the Dakotas to the Great Lakes, while the South is facing threats of possible flooding and tornadoes. A major cell phone provider has shut down its 3G network.
AT&T is flipping the switch off on 3G service. On Tuesday, the wireless carrier will shut down its 3G network, which means multiple older smartphones and countless other devices that depend on 3G service inoperable. Verizon was the first to launch a 3G network in the United States back in 2002, during a time when the BlackBerry was the top smartphone to own. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
COVID cases across the United States are down, and in some places they're down over 64%. This has some hospitals going back to doing elective surgeries, including Indiana University Health. Dr. Paul Offit is a member of the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee. He says the boosters have played a key role in us moving away from the pandemic and more to the endemic. He also tells MSNBC regarding booster shots.
It's clear that this is a three-dose vaccine for certain high-risk groups, those over 65, those who are immune-compromised, depending on the nature of their degree to which they're immune-compromised, people who have comorbidities.
Publishing insiders say a pop star has signed an eight-figure book deal. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt explains.
With everyone these days writing a tell-all book, Britney Spears is adding her name to the list on her rise to fame, her career, and her family. Simon & Schuster said it's about to pay the pop star $15 million for the book following a bidding war. The news comes just 3 months after Britney's conservatorship, which she described in court as abusive, was terminated.
Britney's sister, Jamie Lynn, also releasing her own memoir not too long ago. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.